from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, you can hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913, like we said, 586-7610. We're on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, live stream the show as well. Question I have for you today is whether or not, or the things you have done for the people you have dated. Kyle Filipowski's brother and mom are saying that a woman who was 6 years older than Kyle at the time, she was like 24 when he was 18, groomed him into the Mormon church and it brainwashed him into being a part of it. So the question I have for you today is, what is the activity or thing that you either pretended to like with someone you dated, did end up liking, but didn't like it first with someone you dated, or an activity or habit you've picked up because of someone you dated, thanks to Kyle Filipowski. Yeah, he picked up Mormonism. That's not one for me. But, you know, what is the thing you picked up?
And he got drafted by the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Of all places.
Of course he got drafted by the Jazz.
That's a little
too on the nose, isn't it?
There's a lot more to that story that's
They were accusing some pretty wild stuff there. Like,
they might be
really wild stuff. Yeah.
That story's not over.
Someone said kids.
I don't think so.
First answer, kids. Didn't want them. Now I got them. You're like,
yeah, like in
damn,
like,
right out of the gate. Probably everybody picks up habits. You know this.
Probably most of it is like in a relationship would nowadays with more with Netflix and stuff. There's a show or something. There's a like, oh, what was the name of it? There's a dating show that was on at the time. And I had watched one episode.
Love is Blind?
Was that the one?
You were watching that one
for
a little
while. It was Love is Blind. A big reason. So that was something we were able to discuss and talk about. And so I ended up watching it way more.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably that's a recent one.
Someone said watching the TV show Friends, had never seen it. Had never seen it before my ex. The Office is a better show. Sometimes you just do it because it's like, it's a thing they like and you stick with it. Like before I started dating my current wife, I don't think I had even considered stepping foot in a museum. We go to them all the time. It's something we regularly do on vacation.
Do you like it now?
I do. It took me, like, I would say, at first, I'm like, well, yeah, I'm just walking around looking at stuff.
All kinds or like historical?
Yeah, are we talking about the Nelson or any museum?
All kinds.
Art museums, like
all kinds of museums. We're gonna be in Colorado, and we're gonna go to. There's like, you know, Denver's Children's Museum is a different thing. It's more like play area, but there's a aviation museum. I'll go check that out. I like doing that on trips now. I would say at first it was just not something I did. It was not something I was experienced or we did.
I don't mind the museum thing. Art is just not my. I've tried art, just not my thing. Museums, so, no problem with.
What about
actually,
like a folk art? What kind of museum? What kind of art or what kind of museum do you like to go to? Sports museums?
No, it can be, well, sure, that too, but historical museums are fine. I've gone to the Country Music Hall of Fame, which kind of has a museum section within it anyway in Nashville.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But art, I just can't, like, I've tried, man. You know, I just can't just sit there and just stare at it and what do you see? I just, and I know people love it. It's just not for me.
How does this make you feel?
It's just not for me.
Coldplay, Full House, the band Incubus. I will say, I would guess that I have been to a lot of concerts I would have never gone to if it not been for my wife, would be my guess. Like, there's quite a few. Like, I've seen Jason Mraz in concert 3 times. I'm never going to need to see Jason. We were young, but like, yeah, I'm never going to. I would have never stumbled accidentally into a Liz Phair concert. No, those things happened because I was dating my wife. Music and TV shows are probably the most common answers to this.
Yeah.
Not being groomed by some Mormon lady, according to the Filipowskis.
That's like a next level example.
That is a wild story. And again, I don't think that thing's ending anytime soon. And we're going to find out more and more details on that, especially as he starts playing in the NBA.
It was weird that they were saying that was the reason he fell because...
Well, other teams were worried about
that. Mm-hmm. And he was nervous in interviews because potentially because of this situation.
Because he was brainwashed.
Very,
Over on YouTube, someone says Halloween, never dressed up for Halloween under any circumstances. Wife is a big Halloween fan. See, like, let's say Gold, when's the last time you got a Halloween costume? Not very often, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, but if the girl you started dating loved Halloween, favorite holiday, loved couples costumes, you'd put on, you'd be little orphan Andy or whatever. You know, like, you'd be the opposite.
What are these examples? All examples.
You'd be the opposite end of the costume. You know how it is.
I think Halloween actually might, Bree loves Halloween.
No, actually, somebody's going to dress up as what Drew thought the Wildcat mascot was. Not Will. Will be.
Our friend Joe Summer says he once picked up eating vegan for a girl, right? I mean, sometimes
I don't think the
food. If you like the girl enough, you will make some changes where you're like, I can't believe you're doing this right now. You might still bail later.
But. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to become a vegetarian.
For the Halloween example, I guess, I'll use that one, and then there's another one along more Joe's line. The Halloween stuff, I never watched Nightmare Before Christmas in my life. I watched, like, little snippets.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that. We did a contest at an apartment complex we lived at in North Dakota. It was like a Halloween, like, decoration in your front door sort of contest.
Yeah.
And Bree was all in on it. And we actually won the contest, believe it or not.
Nice.
But we decorated the entire thing, created a coffin out of cardboard, and it was crazy. But she's into that, and I spent a lot of time into that. Also, when we first started dating, the lack of sports that I watched was so significant.
Because you were trying not to scare her away with how much sports you watch? Because this goes the other way, obviously. My wife watches a lot more sports than she probably would.
My wife watches way more sports. She never watched sports, so now she watches way more. But I think I put on that for the first month or two, I watched significantly less sports. I would go a couple of days without watching anything related to sports, and it was very, very much not like myself.
The funny ones are the ones that you would just straight up drop. Like, if you and Bree were just done tomorrow, you'd never decorate another door again. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, probably not.
And look, that's fine. It's going to be supportive. We actually talked about this in show once. Rather than
Halloween
make fun of someone for liking the new Taylor Swift album, just make her favorite themed cocktail and just don't bash it. You don't have to be like, I love decorating this door. Just cut out some cardboard to make it look like a coffin and help.
For Halloween in particular, we spent a total of like 10 hours. Dead serious.
That's commitment, man.
Gluing the thing together, it fell over. Oh no, we got to do that. We got to pass the candy. Oh, that was as all in as I've ever been, and probably ever will be for Halloween. Since then, we have not been as decorative, I guess. But yes, those are my examples.
Texan give me a hard time because I said my current wife. Yeah, you know,
you've done that every time. You did it all the time.
I didn't even catch it this time.
All the time, you always say your current wife, and it's your only wife.
She is actively my wife.
She is, and she's the only wife you've had. But you do say current, as if there's plans that she will not be.
In fairness, the text line said the same thing. They said Starlight Theater never went before my current wife, but I don't know. Maybe that person made the person's second wife, in which case it would make more sense. Now I'm excited to see the lineup every season. Some of the things you adapt, like some of the things you realize you like. This is why I think you should. I think the next person you date is like a foodie, like loves unique, different foods, and they get you exploring some different foods a little bit. You find out there's some stuff you like that maybe you're not so sure about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's fair to point out.
A foodie.
Particularly, I think with the TV shows, actually. I think that TV shows is a good example of you got into something and it's like, this actually isn't too bad.
Yeah, TV shows is an easy one. Definitely an easy one.
Yeah, that's obvious. There's always something you like.
So that's it. 10 hours, that's it. We do a yard display, and I'm doing days. This again was the front door to our apartment. This is not a yard display. So I've
never done that. You've been to my house at Christmas.
I'm sure it would take days.
I mean, put up like fake cobwebs. I got a great. It would be a good Halloween house. It's like up on the hill, and there's always like vines.
You could.
Not doing it.
All you got to do is go to one of those.
I got one of those candy shoots.
You got to go to one of those stores that sells like the 10-foot skeleton or whatever. I don't know if it's like a Hobby Lobby or someplace like that.
Yeah, at Home Depot, I think, or Lowe's or something.
They have legitimately 10-foot tall skeletons that you could just.
What do those run, Drew?
Oh, I bet you the thing.
Can we get one with a show fund? We could just have it in the studio all the time.
Just sits out there.
I don't think they're that expensive. They're probably $80.
Dude, they're $300.
A couple hundred dollars.
Giant 8-foot skeleton, $300.
Oh, never mind.
That depends. This one's only if you want to go to like Timo, you can get a little bit less.
Yeah.
But that one's going to fall apart one little 5 mile per hour wind.
And you're not going to get it in time for Halloween. That's the problem, too. Mm.
It's also going to be a miniature version of that if it's on Timo. It's going to be like.
It's not actually going to be. This one's 10 foot and 250. I don't know if
we don't. Yeah,
we could use this as part of Clip 610 pop up bar if we do around Halloween time, you know?
So we want to do a Halloween themed pop up bar.
Well, what theme do we want for Club 610?
That would actually
any particular
be
theme?
A club theme?
That'd be a really cool idea, actually. Like a Halloween theme.
a club theme. But that's Chiefs, obviously.
Hmm. Cody and Gold, could we have some like things that represent things that have either been said
actually,
or done
it's
on the
October
show?
If the teams play, if we do this in October, it's during baseball season, you know, then we got maybe it's a Royal theme club.
Well, baseball. We could watch a playoff game.
That's right.
Okay. Somebody said 610 Sports Radio. Like, did your wife or your husband listen to it first and you just decided to stick with it?
I've heard that one a lot from people. Even when we've like gone and met other listeners and stuff, we hear that a lot. They're like, oh, my husband's got the car on or the radio on all the time, and now they listen as well.
I was at Wiffle Ball last night, as you well know. I did find out that a regular listener of this show is Alex Gordon's wife. Big sports radio.
Really?
Fan. That's what he said.
Okay. Shout out to her.
If you're listening, thanks. We appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Your husband was gracious in victory yesterday.
That's the random question today.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.